trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy, never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you, too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves playoff picture push continues with games home at home this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. The 2015 curtain raiser is just a little over an hour away for the White Sox, who take on the Royals in Kansas City. Jeff Samardzija will be on the mound, and optimism pervades on the South Side, and that includes Vice President Kenny Williams.
I'm not going to make any bold predictions or declarations, because I think this is truly a team that is, I keep using the word grinder. But you guys know how fond I am of that concept and that theme. And I think it's a team that is prepared from 1 to 162 to compete.
Meanwhile, Chris Sale had one last minor league start out in Arizona this morning. He struck out 7 while throwing just 72 pitches. And the Sox say he will pitch this Sunday at U.S. Cellular Field against the Minnesota Twins. Games in progress. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Toronto shutting out the Yankees 5-0. Edwin Encarnacion with a home run for Toronto. Alex Rodriguez so far 1-for-1 in his debut back at Yankee Stadium for New York. Meanwhile, Detroit leads Minnesota 4-0. Bottom half of the sixth inning, the Tigers getting home runs from J.D. Martinez and Alex Avila. And top two, Colorado 4-0 over Milwaukee. Corey Dickerson, a home run for Colorado. The Cubs and the Cardinals coming up again tomorrow. Jake Arrieta will be on the mound for the North Siders. In pro basketball here at the Advocate Center, Derrick Rose again went through a full practice that included scrimmaging, but his status is still as clear as mud. He might play this week, or he might not. But we do know who will play in tonight's NCAA title game. Should be a doozy, Wisconsin and Duke. Join the Score broadcasting live Friday from Cork at the Park from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon with Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff. Celebrate the home opener with 670 of the Score. It's presented by Budweiser. Great times are awaiting. Grab some buds. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Backyard Barbecue Store, your big green egg superstore in Wilmette. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game on the Score coming up this afternoon. The pregame just a little bit from now, 2:35. Sox taking on the Royals. It's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial. Boers and Bernstein.
At it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
With Ron Coomer, Pat Hughes at Wrigley.
Baseball opening day.
No matter how many you go through, you look forward to it like a birthday party when you're a kid. You think something wonderful is going to happen. Here comes the first pitch. It is in for a strike, and away we go. Line to right, base hit. Cardinals lead 1-0. RBI single to the opposite field for Matt Holliday. Here's a line drive, base hit to center by Carpenter. The Cardinals lead 2-0.
Matt Holliday, there's a little floater out into right. Soler coming in, he's going to have to play it on a hop. Carpenter will score.
The Cardinals have beaten the Cubs 3-0 here at Wrigley Field.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
The one thing that I can say about this team that I just haven't felt in my 30 years in baseball, this team played hard. We've got some guys that just grind it out from first guy to the 25th guy. You know, I keep using the word grinder. You guys know how fond I am of that concept and that theme, and I think it's a team that is prepared from 1 to 162 to compete.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
The giant chill.
Mad about a cola.
Woo! Woo!
It's gotta wake
up. Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, is that Lance? Good to see you. WBBM News Radio 780, our fine sister station. That's right. That's where you'll find the Cubs these days. And Kenny Williams. Now, when Shoe played, that sounded like he was talking to you from across the street. That one, the same sound bite, sound like, well, he was sitting next to you. Damn it. 205 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boers and Bernstein and Matt Abatacola, my guy, sitting in today, and we have the most handsome man in America joining us.
Well, I already was here, and now we have Chris Maggi joining us in
you
studio.
You were here. Now we have the second most handsome man in America.
You know, you just can't say that in front of him. You know that, right?
I know that. That's why I said it.
But it's not true, though. So
I said,
you're the
I
most
said
handsome
it because
guy.
I know it.
Well, I mean, you're not, though.
Him.
I mean, it's fine. I know you have a sensitive ego, so fine. You are the most handsome man in America, Chris. I'll say it.
All right, that makes me feel better. I feel so much better now.
We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. See the Sonata at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. It is the Boers and Bernstein Show. And right now, caller 5 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. Win a Bull Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship. It's a 2015 Bulls Sox Academy Summer Camp Scholarship. The Bull Sox Academy includes a week of intensive training in the fundamentals and advanced skills of baseball, basketball, or fast-pitch softball. Each camper must be 12 years of age or younger to enroll. For more information or to enroll your child, log on to BullsSoxAcademy.com. Caller 6 right now, 312-591-6700, will win a scholarship for your child. Welcome, Chris Ranji.
Hey.
It's good to have you here, my friend.
I know. It's good to be here. It's good. Now, it smells so much better without Dan in here.
Without Bernstein?
Don't tell me about it.
Hey, well, everything's better without Bernstein.
You know,
everything.
Well, yeah. Yeah, actually, living is better without him. No, that's not true. Now, I heard you on White Sox Live last week, Chris, talking about it. And you say at the very least for this White Sox, as we analyze the expectations and get ready for the opener today, at the very least, contending in September.
I think if they stay healthy, they will. I'll actually be kind of surprised if they're not at least hanging around in August and as you get into September, because the division isn't that great. You know, the Tigers have won it 4 straight years in a row.
Yes,
but it's not like they haven't gotten any better.
That's the same Tiger
I think the
team.
Only team. I think the only team that's gotten better maybe is Cleveland, and I think Agreed. I think there are 4 teams in the division, and some people think Kansas City's not what they did last year was not representative of what they really are. I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're 90 losses bad, which is what Picota says.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are 4 teams that are all pretty close, and you could have a 4-team race as you get into September. But I think if the White Sox stay healthy, they'll be around.
Yeah, I think outside of Minnesota, I agree with you, the fact that you can look at the other 4 teams, and you can make a logical, reasonable case for any of those four teams mm-hmm. to make a run and to win this division.
Yeah, you know, and you look at what the Sox were in the last couple of seasons, and we would preface everything by saying, if everything falls right,
yeah.
if this happens, or if all these things happen, and if everything goes right, then the Sox can win the division. I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's that bad this year. I think they're in a position where things have to go, you know, reasonably well. It's not like everything has to be perfect in order for them to win the division.
And I think that's accurate because of the fact you have, I think, a lineup that's going to score some runs.
Mm-hmm.
I like
they scored
done.
Enough last year.
And if they stay healthy, I like the protection now that Jose Abreu has around him. You know, if Eaton stays healthy, stays at the top of the batting order for you all season long or a majority of the season, that's going to help your offense. When you look at the rotation and go 1-2-3, I think when you can throw those three guys out there, Samardzija and Sale and Jose Quintana, who I believe is going to get some votes, some consideration for Cy Young this year. I think he's going to have a step-up year, and he's just done nothing but improve over the last couple seasons. I think this is going to be a big year for him. But if you can throw those three guys out, 1-2-3, and have that offense, you don't have to play perfect baseball.
No,
now,
you don't.
The question is, though, the two areas that you have questioned the White Sox the last couple seasons, defense and base running. Has that improved, and what is different about it if they have improved?
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell in spring because they didn't, they still made some mistakes. Still a lot of guys missing cutoffs. Not a lot. I shouldn't say a lot, but there were some guys that missed cutoffs. There were some misplays. Micah Johnson still looks to be a little bit raw at second. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way as the season gets going. And I don't know how much you really can do in the way of improvement in 1 month of spring training baseball games. I don't know. I mean, hopefully they're better there, but I think you're going to have to wait for the season to start. I remember it was about three seasons ago where they were a pretty good defensive team the year before. And then we thought, well, they'll just carry that over into next year. Most of the same personnel is going to be back. There's no reason they can't still be a good defensive team. And then they were brutal the following year.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, there's no real reason or there's no way to explain that. I don't know why you go from a good defensive team with the same guys to the following year and everybody's still relatively healthy. And then you have a cruddy defensive team.
Well, that's baseball because there's so many variables that go into it than just a guy being in the right position, making a play. I mean, you know, there's balls put into play and there's the way a pitcher pitches and the way a team approaches a pitcher. And there's so many different variables to it that you can have that flow for one season doesn't mean anything about the following season.
So my answer is when it comes to base running and defense, we have to let the season play out for a little bit.
Chris, most people I see have the White Sox slightly, and again, I don't know what lineup they're looking at. I assume the one knows the most in spring training, but slightly below average defensively. And, you know, there's a lot of teams in that division, though, that are slightly below average in other things as well. So it's not like they're the only ones that struggle, but that's where they sort of have slightly below average defensively. It's not quite down. Say it's a five in the middle, all right? They're right down there around 3.5, which isn't good. But, I mean, I don't know that anybody in the division is so good that you say, although the defense can hurt you. Obviously, it can hurt you at any time during a game, but and Micah Johnson is a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
He's a question mark. But I don't know if in my mind's eye I say to myself the biggest problem is the White Sox defense is going to get him beat.
All you have to be is adequate. And I think they have the personnel to at least be an adequate defense. What you can't afford
is to be terrible.
Is to be brutal.
And to cost your pitcher
and
runs.
That's the thing. It was two seasons ago that they, I can't remember exactly the amount of unearned runs they gave up, but I'm pretty sure they were leading baseball in it. And then if you take that, and then you go back and look at all the game logs, and you see how many one-run games and how many unearned runs there were in each game, well, hell, that's like, I mean, conservatively, that's like 15 games they lost just by giving up an unearned run. You know, so if they don't make that lousy defensive play in the game, they might win it. And so I think, you know, DJ and I talk about it a lot during the post game shows. We talked about it that season. If you're playing a lot of tight ball games, you have to have defense that's not going to kill you. They don't have to be a great defensive team. They don't have to be the Tampa Bay Rays of a few years ago. They don't need that. They just need to not be lousy. If they're not lousy, then they'll be okay.
That's your marching orders. Don't be lousy.
And you know, Terry, you're right. I heard you and Dan talking about it. Well, at least you. I don't know if Bernstein was there or not, but talking about
Terry's talking to himself.
Well, no, I mean,
happens. You overheard that conversation.
You know what? That happens.
There was somebody there.
Hey.
There was definitely.
What the hey?
Terry talks to his sound drops. Yeah.
Oh, I bet Terry is at home. I bet he does talk to himself a lot.
I do. I think he talks out loud.
I how do you know? It's like you're with me. I do.
Yeah.
I do. I don't do it out in public. But when I'm home, I do. I find myself. Is that? I don't know. What's that?
It's you. Why? I can see that in you. I don't know. I can see you trying to make something.
Because you're a weirdo. That's why. And he sees
it. Is that a weirdo?
You are. You're weird. All right. So what conversation did you overhear?
I can see Terry sitting in the living room and just seeing something out of the corner of his eye and going, what the hell?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a raccoon?
He goes from the couch to the chair. Like he moves back positions as he talks.
Yes.
He uses
different voices.
I don't know if I hear voices, but I am talking to myself more. There's no doubt about it, and I can't fix it.
What was the conversation? You overheard me talking to somebody.
You were talking with Dan, and I think I forgot. I think you were talking with Dan, and you were trying to figure out how they can make up all these games and go from a 73-1
right,
team to
88.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, it's an excellent question. And I think that... They did improve during the offseason. I don't think there's any question about that. But I agree with you, Terry. It's a lot to do with how the rest of the division has kind of come back to them. You know, yes, the White Sox, I think, made great strides this offseason. They did a lot better in getting better than I thought they would. But the rest of the division didn't get any better. You know, maybe Cleveland got a little bit better. But everybody, to me, is pretty close. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they improve by 12 or 13 games. I think that's pretty doable.
We're talking with Chris Ronji, host of the White Sox pre and post game shows here on The Score.
I'm just talking to myself.
And Terry's talking to himself. It's a podcast available you can purchase as well.
What the hell is that?
What season is this for you doing pre and post?
Yeah. This is a decade.
10 years of doing that.
Yeah.
A decade?
I know.
Are you screaming at White Sox fans?
Nine seasons of watching every single game.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some good years. Some bad years.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and quit right now. But pregame's what, in 20 minutes?
It's good years.
I'm going to announce my resignation. Somebody else do it.
So, when you look at the opening day roster, as it sits for today's opener at Kansas City, any surprises? Anywhere, bullpen, end of the bench, anything surprise you?
Kind of. I guess, I would say bullpen, yes. There are a couple of guys like Matt Albers, but then again, it is a bullpen. And, you know, you might have a plan for your bullpen going into spring training.
Like last year.
Mm-hmm. And they pick up Kyle Drabek, and, you know, a couple of weeks later, he's there.
Right.
And
he looked awful the other day.
You know what that shows you? It's difficult. It's tough, and you don't really know what you're going to get. And we put a lot on Putnam and Petrichka last year, mm-hmm. and I would think they can do that again this year, but you don't know. You remember in 2005.
That's how it works with bullpens, by the way. You're absolutely right. You never know.
Let's look at 2005 into 2006. Look at how good Neil Kotz and Cliff Polite were the championship season.
Right.
They were terrible in 2006.
And they were terrible the following year.
Right.
And
That's the nature of bullpens.
You know, we talked a lot. People complained about the offense. Oh, they hit too many home runs. They're a slow, plodding team. And I'm like, that's not the problem. The problem is they have leads late and they can't hold them. And two setup guys who were arguably two of the best setup guys in baseball one year were arguably two of the worst the following season.
Right.
Well, if you can't cover the seventh and eighth innings, you're going to lose a lot of damn games.
Right, and that's what's so beautiful about the game and also frustrating is the fact that When you do well as a team, you have guys that step up and play above their numbers. Guys, even at times, have career years.
I mean, you just never know when that's going to come.
You never know.
And then at times, you need young players. So you're going to need Micah Johnson to play well. That he needs to be out there for his defense. He needs to be that scrappy hitter that Kenny Williams thinks he is. And he can do that all season long and compete at the major league level. I look back to 2008 all the time for the Cubs. And you see what they did to win 97 games, get swept by the Dodgers in the playoffs. And, you know, Lou didn't win one of the six playoff games that they were in. But in 2008, you had guys like Ted Lilly and Mark DeRosa. I mean, guys that played well above their numbers. Those are the breaks you need sometimes. That's the stuff that needs to happen.
And you can't really predict that.
And you just don't know.
You don't know.
That's why there's no explanation to why Cliff Polite and Ramirez were great in 2005. And then they couldn't do anything in 2006.
It's very difficult to predict that, especially with fringe players. Especially with guys who are bullpen guys.
Yeah.
You just don't know. I mean, you'd like to think that whatever you saw the year before is what you're going to get the following season, but you just don't know that.
Right. And last year was just so terrible with the bullpen. You go into it with not an established closer, And then you get decimated one injury after another, and then guys that are forced into situations that they weren't brought in for
can't do the job. See, that's a huge problem. I think the Nate Jones injury at the beginning of the year and the Lindstrom injuries, those were pretty big in that you are asking people to, and for whatever reason, pitchers, sometimes they can do an eighth inning, seventh inning, and then if they're asked to do the ninth, they can't.
Right.
I mean, it's obviously a psychological thing. It's clearly that. Because they put that on themselves, this final three outs, these are the toughest outs to get. And they know that. I mean, look at Matt Thornton. Look at Belisario from last year. He was actually pitching okay as a setup guy.
And they asked him to close.
Well, and I think Nate Jones coming out of the spring training would have been their closer.
Right.
And he was their best reliever the year before. And, you know, you would figure he's going to continue that. But you don't have him, so now you've got to push everybody back. And I think that's a, you know... You can evaluate this a bunch of different ways. You could say, have they picked up enough war from one year to the next? But, you know, if you look at seventh and eighth innings and even ninth innings, just those three innings, and you have one guy come in to pitch to one hitter or two hitters, you split up the inning between a couple of different relievers, those are still really big moments in the game.
Well, the Royals went to the World Series last year because they could do that in the seventh.
Right, because you can do that. And then it doesn't
look like a great increase in war. You know what I mean? If you evaluate it in terms of that,
right.
It doesn't look like that big of a deal. But in an individual game, if you can't get a big out in the seventh or eighth inning, that's massive right there. And it may not translate to numbers like wins above replacement, but that's a big moment.
Gotcha.
And I think if you, what was it, 24 games they blew late last year?
Right.
Is that right? Well, if you blow that many games.
And the Royals didn't.
Right.
Exactly. I mean,
that's the thing. And then
and
the
like Baltimore did a couple of years ago. Remember Baltimore?
If you look at it and then you look at your rotation, at the back end of your rotation, if you have guys that are struggling, and you know, obviously your fourth and fifth guys, you know, they're not going to pitch the same quality as the top of your rotation.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But if those guys are consistently going 3 2/3, 4 1/3, 4 2/3, and you're getting to that bullpen, and then you're forcing the top of your guys, the top of your rotation, to be all right. Well, the bullpen has been taxed the last two games, you know, and we need Sale or Quintana or Samardzija this year. I mean, we need 6-7 good innings out of those guys.
Well, I'll tell you,
force that to those guys, then that gets in their mindset of, all right, I have to do this, and then it's a snowball effect.
Exactly. But the good news for them is they have three legitimate stoppers in a rotation.
You do.
So. You would think as long as the offense does what, you know, a reasonable offense usually does.
That you're not going to have those long stretches.
You're not going to have 5-6-game losing streaks.
You shouldn't. You absolutely
you shouldn't.
Should.
Not with that
rotation. If they're healthy, you shouldn't. With those three at the top of it, you shouldn't see 5-6-7-game losing streaks.
Well, here's the thing I will say about 4 and 5, and I think that's where most people are concerned. That's my biggest, when I look at them.
So you're looking at Danks and Noesi.
Yeah, that's my one big uncertainty for the season, is looking at 4 and 5. Here's all I need from them. If Quintana, Sale, and Samardzija are what we think they are, and they do what they normally do, all you need from 4 and 5 is don't blow it most of the time. You know, John Danks, a lot of people don't realize this, but 2/3 of his starts last year were quality. Now, I know the other third, a lot of those were pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
He had the second most quality starts of any behind Sale on the White Sox. All he has to do is that. If 2/3 of your starts are 6 innings or better, 3 runs are left, you've given your team a chance to win in the fourth spot in the rotation. And if Noesi does the same thing, then you should be good knowing that you've got Sale, Samardzija, and Quintana. This is a numbers game. If you look at it over the course of a long season,
that's what it is,
right? Yep.
And those five guys perform like that, I don't think they're going to be a ton of problems.
That's there. Chris Ranji, Terry Bors, Matt Abatacola here on Bors and Bernstein. We're a little bit late, Chris.
Yeah, take him right up to his damn own show.
I know. I wasn't even paying attention to the clock. So you're coming up in 15 minutes for the postgame, or for the pregame show,
You'll be there too.
It's already over, huh?
It'll be on every White Sox
show.
They
won, by the way. So they got to win in the first game of the
game.
Call us up. Moving right along.
Chris. Yeah, come on, leave him out of this.
Yeah, please call Chris later.
It's the pregame show with Chris Ranji, and then he's welcoming your phone calls for the postgame show, what we hope is a victorious one for your Chicago White Sox. Chris, thanks for jumping in with us. We appreciate it.
I love both of you.
I know. And love you back.
You're the most handsome man in America. That's Chris Rogers.
The most handsome man in America.
All right, we'll take a brief time out, come back. It's Boers and Bernstein on The Score.
Only The Score can deliver the highest level of coverage for what promises to be a huge season for Chicago baseball fans. Soler, Rizzo, Castro, Lester on the north side, Abreu, Samardzija, Sale, Cabrera on the south side. All of our shows are talking Sox and Cubs, along with our team of baseball experts. Plus, listen to every White Sox game here. Let's Talk Baseball, Chicago, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's baseball station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. I have to admit I'm kicking myself on a Monday because I so badly wanted to take Wisconsin last Friday. I said that I was going to ride or die with Kentucky, but that if Wisconsin were to win, it would not surprise me at all, nor would it be an upset. Well, you talk about sitting on the fence. Except I wanted to, and I still didn't do it. And I based that not only on Wisconsin's size and their sharpshooters, but because nobody is looser. Most teams about to play Kentucky are like lambs headed to slaughter. The Badgers, though, carried themselves like they were on a flight to a bachelor party. Bo Ryan was talking pinball. The players were talking PlayStation. At go time, they go. But when they're off the floor, they couldn't be any looser. The very next day, Nigel Hayes was right back to dropping bombs on the stenographer with succedaneum. I've never seen a crew quite like this, and as loose as they are and as good as they are, it's awfully tough to go against them tonight. I'm Jim Rome.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Play music, sports, and pop culture challenges to compete for great prizes like concert tickets, cash, electronics, and even vacation getaways. Just pick a board from the list, fill out all the squares with photos from your phone, and submit for a chance to win. With a new challenge launching every day, get ready to embrace your newest obsession. Download the app now in the iTunes Store.
Governor State University will transform you. Join their innovative freshman program in 2015. Be part of something big. Be part of the GSU 2015 freshman class. Apply today. Learn more at govst.edu/apply.
To every car owner who has ever heard the words,
"If you only had brought it to us sooner."
All of us at Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops present the Drive for 200,000.
With average new car payments close to $477 a month,
the average cost to keep your present car running great can be less than $47 a month.
We call the Drive our vehicle longevity program.
Longevity translated means years of excellent service.
How many of you know that Merlin warranties brakes, mufflers, and even tires for 200,000 miles?
If you're not used to service providers speaking of that many miles,
it might be time for a change.
At Merlin, we speak of 200,000 miles like it was our middle name.
Because it is.
We're Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops.
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
.com.
Dale Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse is celebrating spring and Chicago baseball. The patio was now open, overlooking Oak Street. Enjoy the view with a glass of wine selected from more than 1,600 labels. Come experience Del Frisco's prime pair of sundaes with a perfectly paired filet, paired with your choice of succulent crab cake, scallops, or shrimp. Plus, a salad and side for just $55.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Great value, great choices, all day long. That's what you'll find at the convenience stores of Speedway. Breakfast time, lunchtime, anytime. From hot breakfast and lunch sandwiches to fresh from the oven pizza to fresh from the roller grill favorites. Great value, great choices, all day.
The convenience stores of Speedway.
Try our bigger, better burgers like our new bacon cheeseburger.
Hi, it's Tom Thayer inviting you to a Schneider truck driver hiring event on January 10th in my hometown, Joliet. Schneider recruiters will be at the Clarion Inn and Convention Center in Joliet January 10th from 10 to 2. And I'll be there from noon to 2 for autographs, photos, and talking football. See Schneider's Ride of Pride military tribute truck and enter a prize drawing for CDL holders. For details on this event and Schneider's careers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Auto Mall, trade in your old car and trade up to a brand new model during our trade-in trade-up sales event. We want your car, and with extra savings and incentives, you could be paying even less than you are right now. Now at Miami Lakes Kia, new 2015 Kia Soul, $199 a month, $199 a month. Sign and drive with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get immediate delivery. Plus, we have a credit forgiveness program that could help you. New 2015 Kia Soul, $199 a month, $199 a month. Sign and drive. Miami Lakes Auto Mall. This place is big. Palmetto and 57th Avenue. Hurry, your old car has never been worth more.
Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Miami Lakes Auto Mall.
It's 36 months, 10K miles per year, plus tax and cover. Basic for the home, beats and incentives, with the account, plus the proof.
Miami Lakes Auto Mall.
$4.
Standing on the Gilmore files.
No, those are piled on top of the intern.
Hello.
Free up your office space with Iron Mountain's document storage and retrieval services. Store files off-site and get them back when you need them. You'll also have access to shredding and data backup and recovery solutions. We're Iron Mountain. Secure. Affordable. Local. For a free trial, visit ironmountain.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
Holy God, we just started.
Well, yeah, we started, but it's your lack of radio discipline has forced us to...
No, I was trying to take... No, no. You would not stop talking to your buddy.
All right, say your thank yous.
Thank yous to our crack production staff filling in today, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Yeah, walks suck.
They do.
He's my guy. The best production man I've ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
All right, obviously this team is not where you want it to be this season.
You think?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure.
One of the highlights of White Sox baseball, Don Cooper show.
Is our intern Tad deflated?
I think so.
He's my guy. Thank you.
Oh, Chuck Wagon today. Chuck Wagon. Monday.
He's under a drive.
Yeah.
That's right. It's Chuck Wagon. All right. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We will do it all again tomorrow. Matt will be sitting in all week. All right. Everybody, have a terrific night. White Sox baseball and Chris Ranji coming your way. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Bulls.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Tag
Hoyer.
The official timekeeper of the 2015 Bank of America Chicago Marathon is looking for a select group of runners who never crack under pressure. Runners who make their own rules, choose their own path, never quit. Be one of the select few. Join Team Tag Hoyer Chicago. Train with elite Nike running coaches and win a spot in the marathon. Log on to cbschicago.com/marathon and show the world why you don't crack under pressure.
My daughter just redid her kitchen, so we went over there for Thanksgiving and they were cooking the turkey outside on the grill like a bunch of cavemen. I just bite my tongue.
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible. And with the Safeco multi-policy discount, you could save up to 15% when you combine your policies. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Insurance is offered by Safeco Insurance Company of America and or its affiliates, Boston, Massachusetts.
In Chicagoland, call Conklin Insurance Agency at 800-451-1565.
616.
Mully and Henley, mornings on the Score.
And John Lester, he didn't look very good. But the defense behind him didn't look very good either.
No.
Boy, Solaire, that was like an event every time the ball was hit out there. It's one thing not to get the ball out of your glove. Well, I don't know what happened there. Is he got stick him in his glove or something? It just seemed like he couldn't get the ball out.
Maybe it's
but
nervous.
He also
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he had a long night.
Mully and Henley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Friday from 9 a.m. to 1, join the Spiegel and Goff Show live at Cork at the Park for the Budweiser Southside home opener broadcast. Celebrate the return of baseball to the Southside with the guys with a cold Budweiser at Cork at the Park, 3258 South Princeton, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, brought to you by Budweiser.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Jonathan Toews is underrated. I don't know about nationally, locally, I still don't think he's appreciated just because of the way he plays. There's one guy every shift, and even dealing through injuries right now, does everything he's supposed to do with back checking everything else.
Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Only The Score can deliver the highest level of coverage for what promises to be a huge season for Chicago baseball fans. Solaire, Rizzo, Castro, Lester on the north side, Abreu, Samardzija, Sale, Cabrera on the south side. All of our shows are talking Sox and Cubs, along with our team of baseball experts. Plus, listen to every White Sox game here. Let's talk baseball, Chicago, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's baseball station.
And now, WSCR, 670 The Score, and the White Sox Radio Network exclusively present the White Sox Pregame Show, presented to you in part by Miller Lite, by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports, Menards, Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, the Village of Bedford Park, the Plumbers Union Local 130 UA, C.J. Wilson Mazda, Marquette Bank, and the Center for Minimally Invasive Surgery of Illinois. And now your host, Chris Ranji.
Well, it's been a nice offseason for the White Sox, but that offseason comes to an end today. Welcome into White Sox baseball, everybody. This afternoon, we're glad to have you with us as the Sox open up their 2015 campaign in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. And for the White Sox, Jeff Samardzija will get the start today in his first start, a debut for him. Yordano Ventura will pitch for the American League defending champions. We are broadcasting from the U.S. Bank radio booth. That's Red Farmer and Darren Jackson are now. U.S. Bank is very passionate about banking, as you are about baseball. Member FDIC, Farmio and DJ, it's good to hear your voices as we get ready to hear a ball game that matters today.
You hear cheers in the background, Darren. They are honoring the championship team from last year, the Kansas City Royals. Rings are being handed out right now, and a crowd here adorned in royal blue.
Yeah, sold out ballpark here, as you would expect on opening day. The defending American League champions receiving their award. With that being said, look, the White Sox, they're a new-looking team. They're looking to go out here and set a tone in this division right away with the Royals and let them know, even though they did not play well against Kansas City 6-13 last season, today Jeff Samardzija is going to try and set the tone in a winning way.
Last year, the White Sox 6-13 against the Royals of Kansas City, and hopefully that will change today, as Darren mentioned. Samardzija will pitch for the Sox. Yordano Ventura will pitch for these Kansas City Royals. Got a lot going on in this pregame show. I sit down with manager Robin Ventura, and Darren and I will talk in depth about the pitching matchup, all that and more on The Score after this and the White Sox Radio Network.
J.
Jason Goff here, ready to talk White Sox baseball with you on the Spiegel and Goff Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on the...
Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Miami Lakes Auto Mall, trade in your old car and trade up to a brand new model during our trade-in, trade-up sales event. We want your car, and with extra savings and incentives, you could be paying even less than you are right now. Now at Miami Lakes Chevrolet, find new roads with a new 2015 Chevy Equinox. $249 a month. $249 a month. Sign and drive. Get immediate delivery. Plus, we have a credit forgiveness program that could help you. Now at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, new 2015 Chevy Equinox. $249 a month. $249 a month. Sign and drive through Sunday. Miami Lakes Auto Mall. This place is big. Palm Meadow and 57th Avenue. Hurry, your old car has never been worth more.
Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Miami Lakes Auto Mall.
36 months, 10 miles per year plus tax. Cover
Miami Lakes Auto Mall.
Information on the facility.
The injury report is brought to you by the Center for Minimally Invasive Surgery of Illinois. Consider the hospital alternative. Consider the Center for Minimally Invasive Surgery. Visit CMISurgery.com. Chris Ronji on the White Sox pregame show. Game one of this 2015 season. High hopes for the White Sox this year as they take on a Royals team today that went to the World Series in 2014. As for the White Sox and their injury status, Chris Sale, he has passed all of the tests they need him to pass, and while he starts the season on the disabled list, he is set for a Sunday start at U.S. Cellular Field as he returns. Jake Petrichka, also who has been dealing with some arm problems, is on the disabled list to begin the year as well. And Sox fans, starting next week, tune in to find out how you can win a new 2015 Mazda 6, courtesy of C.J. Wilson Mazda, home of ZoomZoomNation.com. We'll come back. We're going to hear from the pitching coach, Don Cooper. That's coming up next. I'm Chris Ronji. This is The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
This is Chris Sale, the White Sox play here on 670 The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
I lost my daughter Chrissy to cancer. She was just 45 years old, but in her final hours, she chose to give me the ultimate gift. My vision was failing. Through a cornea transplant, Chrissy gave me the gift of sight.
One person can improve the quality of life for up to 25 people.
Cancer didn't define Chrissy. Her giving spirit did.
It takes less than a minute to join the Secretary of State's Organ and Tissue Donor Registry. Go to lifegoeson.com.
I could see so much better. The eyes are the mirror to the soul. And now through Chrissy's eyes, I can see and experience so much joy. Through her eyes, I've seen her daughter's wedding and the birth of my beautiful great-granddaughter.
Each year, 300 people die waiting for a transplant. Give the gift of life. Become an organ and tissue donor today by visiting lifegoeson.com.
Chrissy's gift changed a life. You can too.
Ivy Tech Community College now offers online programs for career-minded adults, and it's the fastest, most affordable option out there. Online degrees are available in accounting, computer information systems, criminal justice, design technology, office administration, early childhood education, human services, library assisting, and business administration. Whether you're balancing a career and family or doing it just for yourself, call 888-IVY-LINE or visit ivytech.edu. Ivy Tech Community College of Indiana.
Thanks to Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, every day is a beautiful day for baseball. We keep Chicagoland clean and green. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
There's nothing like opening day when the future is wide open and team spirits run deep. We understand the value of teamwork. NECA Chicago and IBEW Local 134 have been a winning team for over 100 years, integrating the highest levels of training, experience, and skill in the market, and applying electrical and energy solutions that'll shape Chicagoland for generations to come. Chicago, we've got the spirit. Visit NECAIBEWChicago.com.
The first pitch with Don Cooper is brought to you by Mercy Hospital and Medical Center, Chicago's first hospital and choice for heart and vascular care. We visit with the pitching coach now, and I'm sure you are, after a long spring training, ready to get this thing going.
Yeah, opening day is always a lot of fun, whether it be on the road or home. I'm looking forward to today's game as well as certainly the home opener on Friday with us, you know, at the long spring training. So everybody was anxious to get out and get the season started.
You've got Jeff Samardzija pitching today. Tell us about your new starter.
Well, heck, he's a competitor. He's an athletic guy. He's got good stuff. The Royals, obviously, American League champions. So they're a tough matchup, you know, and he's going to go out there today, and he's going to try to give us a chance to win. He's had some opening days before with the Cubs, and he's stepping in right now because Chris Sale has been, you know, out for a little while.
And you've got some guys in the bullpen. Well, one in particular who's going to start the season on the disabled list. You still feel like you're in pretty good shape in that pen?
Well, you know, listen, everybody's important in the pen. The pen is a delicate thing. Not having Patrika is a loss. But, we've got to find somebody else to fill in that spot. And, like I said, we've made a lot of moves. You know, I think one of the biggest things for our club is we've got a lot of new players. So for those players to come together as a unit and kind of form a team, that's good. You know, hopefully that happens a lot sooner than later. And the new additions obviously were in better shape because, I mean, heck, actually we had no lefties, and now we got at least two. So, again, with all that being said, I think we've got a good chance to go out there and play good, solid baseball and a good chance as anybody to try to win our division. In the last couple of years, we haven't had that. And this year, so, you know, the playing field's been leveled a bit.
Coop, good luck today.
Thanks.
That's White Sox pitching coach Don Cooper. For every double play, the Sox turn. Safeco Insurance and their agents contribute to local little leagues. Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible. Find an agent at Safeco.com. Safeco Insurance, do more. Our pregame show will continue with the manager, Robin Ventura, that's coming up next on The Score and the Sox Radio Network.
We've been talking Chicago sports for over two decades. Be a part of Chicago tradition. Listen to 670 The Score.
You know what I wish? I wish I had a scoreboard on my TV so I could see all the live scores while I'm watching my favorite team. Because when it comes to sports, I gotta know what's going on right now. Why isn't there an easy way for me to see every score from every game right on my TV screen?
You want it? Xfinity has it. With the X1 Sports app, you see live scores of games currently in progress right on your TV. And you can easily switch between the close games.
Cool. That's even more than I wanted. I better go make some nachos.
Great. Now I want nachos. Xfinity is perfect for people who need to follow all the action. Switch to an Xfinity X1 Triple Play from Comcast for $99 a month and now lock in your rate for two full years. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com/livesports today. Offer ends 6/30/15. Restrictions apply. New starter exit Triple Play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees including broadcast, TV fee, and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Two-year term agreement required.
When a player sustains a head injury on the field, fans can only watch from the sidelines. If the injury interferes with the way the brain works, a concussion may have occurred. Seeking medical attention as soon as possible is important to make a full recovery. Health professionals at the Concussion Clinic at Community Hospital in Munster, Indiana, provide expert care in the evaluation and treatment of concussions. If you have a head or neck injury, don't wait. Call the Concussion Clinic at Community Hospital in Munster, Indiana at 219-836-4461 or visit comhs.org.
You know, buying car batteries is a lot like buying a pair of jeans. You got to make sure they fit just right. Whether you need a battery that's ruggedly dependable, equipped with more amps for accessories, or boasts the latest technology, AutoZone is your battery headquarters. And as for the jeans, just remember the golden rule. Too tight ain't right.
Sports talk designed for you, the Chicago sports fan. Get a healthy dose of it daily with Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Business of Baseball is brought to you by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. Love where you bank. Member FDIC. Chris Ronji on the White Sox pregame show. We've got a first pitch from Kauffman Stadium, game one of the season, happening at 3:10 this afternoon. The White Sox have a roster that's got a new faces on it as the 25-man roster is constructed. 11 pitchers. There are 4 left-handers, a couple of catchers, 8 infielders, and 4 outfielders as they open up the season. The average age for this team is 28, so just over 28 years old. The oldest player on the team is Adam LaRoche. As for the injuries, we told you about Chris Sale, who is expected to be back from that right foot fracture on Sunday, pitching at U.S. Cellular Field. Also, Nate Jones, it's easy to forget because we haven't seen him for so long, but he starts the season on the disabled list and is expected to come back probably mid-season, maybe around the All-Star break. At least that's the projection right now. Jake Petrichka out of the bullpen with a forearm strain. He is on the DL at the moment. Micah Johnson is the starting second baseman. Carlos Sanchez also making this team. It is time now to hear from the manager, Robin Ventura. For that, we send it back to KC.
Robin, the team looks ready to go. There's been some components, certainly, that have changed. With the addition of some players in December, the winter meetings, and certainly before that. You're starting a second baseman today, Micah Johnson. Butterflies, what was it like your first time playing third base in Chicago?
Yeah, he's had butterflies going for a while. As soon as we got on that plane leaving Arizona, he's had some butterflies. It's understandable. I mean, even veteran guys get here, you're excited. When you're a young player, you want to make sure you get off on the right foot and have a good game. You want to do something to help your team win, and he's no different. I mean, you could tell he was a little nervous yesterday, but this kid's got talent. He's got some speed. I think the biggest thing is, attitude, like his presence on the field. This is a tough out. I think our fans are going to love him, just what he brings to the table.
You bat him ninth with his speed down there, and then you roll over the lineup to Adam Eaton with speed at the top.
Yeah, we're a little different than we were last couple years. I mean, we have some speed throughout the lineup. We can run a little bit more, especially with Micah and Adam, there together. There will be a speed element that we haven't really utilized in the last couple years. But I think that was part of retooling and trying to make our lineup a little more dangerous. You get some speed in there. We have Melky Cabrera, who's in there this year, that's a switch hitter. He's just a good at bat every time he goes up there. I think, guys feed off of that. I think you learn things from guys that can hit. And he's one guy that I think our guys are going to also, they're going to like playing with him, but they're going to learn some things too.
Starting with Cabrera, then you've got Abreu, then you've got Adam LaRoche, and then Avi Garcia. That's lefty, righty, lefty, righty. That middle of that lineup's really strong.
Yeah, with righties in there, we're going to be able to use LaRoche in there as a DH, who also plays a great first base, too. So, I mean, we can give Hosey a day off. But going through it, I mean, we were looking for a guy with a strong presence to bat behind Jose, so they're just not going to pitch around him. And Adam fit that bill in a lot of ways, of not only him batting left-handed and the kind of presence he has in the box, but also in the clubhouse. He's a great leader. I think just has great character to go along with it. Guys gravitate towards him, just how he does things, how he talks to guys. So it's been a fun spring.
Robin, good luck today. That's manager Robin Ventura. We've got more on this opening day from Kauffman Stadium after this on The Score on the White Sox Radio Network.
Sox fans, it's Robin Ventura. Listen to every White Sox game here on The Score and the White Sox Radio Network.
We'd like to imagine that if you're listening to this, it's on a radio in a backyard in between innings. The grass was mowed this morning, and the grill smells like heaven. And what do you know? Your friends just arrived with a 24-pack of Miller Lite, along with a few new friends to enjoy them with. Here's hoping we're right, and you're not just stuck in traffic. Here's hoping it's Miller time.
Great beer, great responsibility. 2015 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is a beer ad for guys who like drinking beer with their buddies and hanging out and high-fiving each other while hanging out and drinking beer. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. It's so different, this beer ad won't end with four dudes doing a quadruple high five, because honestly, who does that? Pick different with Red's Apple Ale, a new green apple ale, tart like a green apple, brewed like a beer. Red's Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Great beer, great responsibility.
Listen to the Spiegel and Golf Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score.
And now they're going to wheel in porta potties and every good construction site needs a few porta potties, and that's right now that's what Wrigley Field is. They're under renovation, things are happening. You get a couple porta potties, you make sure you get in there first, because you don't want to get in there in the seventh or eighth inning, because then it looks like our bathrooms after things happen in there.
The Spiegel and Golf Show, weekdays 9 to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At Marquette Bank, we're celebrating 70 years of building Chicagoland by giving our home financing customers the hometown advantage, like great rates and low closing costs on refinancing, home equity, and mortgage loans. Plus, there are no surprises or hidden fees. We even have home financing specialists who will come to your door. That's the hometown advantage, and it's only available at Marquette Bank. Visit loveoryoubank.com. Marquette Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons 1 to 6. We can't quite put our finger on it, but we know you need to be a part of it. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Any instant replay reviews during the game today, sponsored by Instant Care, the legal and medical help you need, the settlement you deserve. Chris Ranji and the White Sox pregame show. Opening day has been pretty kind to the White Sox in recent memory. In the last 10 opening days, the White Sox have won 7. That includes a winning percentage of, well, they've won 5 of their last 6. How about that? They've done very well on opening day. Has not necessarily meant much for the regular season, but it is nice to get a win in that first one of the year, and the Sox will hope to do that today in Kansas City. Jeff Samardzija pitching against Yordano Ventura. And it is time for the pitching matchup, which is brought to you by Menards, where you will save big money on all your home improvement needs. Let's send it back to Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson.
When you look at the matchup on the mound, Yordano Ventura will pitch for the Kansas City Royals on this opening day. Nice season he had last year, 14-10. Second youngest pitcher ever to start an opening day here in Kansas City, Steve Busby out of USC. He's about 15 days younger than what Ventura is. Ventura certainly had a great year. And we were starting Jeff Samardzija. He's one of two to start for the Cubs opening day and also pitch for the White Sox on opening day. It's a big day for the Sox as well.
You know, Jeff gets it by default because Chris Sale is on the disabled list. But either way, you'll take it. Opening day start is an honor, to say the least. We expect Samardzija to bounce back from a tough spring. As he said, he's not worried about the numbers from spring training. You better say that because he did not fare well. We need him to step up today, be the guy that had the 2.99 earned run average last season with the Cubs and the A's. We need him to go out there and finally pick up a win against Kansas City. 0-2 in his career against KC. Ventura on the flip side. You know, he was coming in with a 1-2 record against the White Sox and a 5.57 earned run average in his career. But he finished up, I mean, in a stellar fashion in the postseason. He was 1-0 and a 3.20 earned run average. I'm sure he's grown a lot because of that growth from the postseason.
Samardzija in his career against the Royals, 0-2, 0-1 last year. Jeff Samardzija, the kid out of Notre Dame, will pitch for the White Sox. Yordano Ventura will pitch for these Kansas City Royals. We've got more on this opening day from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. After this on The Score, and this is the White Sox Radio Network.
We're Chicago guys talking about Chicago's teams. It's Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 till 9 on 670 The Score.
Planning a major construction project or looking for a contractor to provide maintenance or service for a current endeavor? Choose a contractor who is signatory to the UA, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians. UA contractors are the best in the business. They employ only craftspeople with the training and skill to do the job right, and Congress has recognized the UA and its signatory contractors for their Veterans in Piping program to train and employ returning veterans. Learn more at UA.org.
Beggar's Pizza, now with over 22 locations, has been serving great food for over 39 years. Haven't tried Beggar's Pizza yet? Try it at all Chicago White Sox home games. Visit their website, beggarspizza.com. Beggar's Pizza, they lay it on thick.
When my son was a boy, he always wanted me to take him somewhere. Now that he's got a family, they're always doing some crazy thing. Boating, snowmobiling. It never ends.
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible. And with the Safeco multi-policy discount, you could save up to 15% when you combine your policies. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Insurance is offered by Safeco Insurance Company of America and or its affiliates, Boston, Massachusetts.
In Oak Lawn, call Brockhouse, Stuber, Fox, and Lloyd at 708-857-8811.
Shop Menards Project Day Sale for great deals on landscaping products. Save big on fencing, decking, landscape blocks, and more. Build your outdoor projects with AC2 pressure treated lumber. Its lighter, more natural wood appearance allows it to retain paint and stain better. Check out the huge selection to finish your project. Right now, 8-foot 2x4s of treated lumber are on sale. Save big on outdoor lumber. Now, during Menards Project Day Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Beggar's Pizza, now with over 22 locations, has been serving great food for over 39 years. Haven't tried Beggar's Pizza yet? Try it at all Chicago White Sox home games. Visit their website, beggarspizza.com. Beggar's Pizza, they lay it on thick.
Planning a major construction project or looking for a contractor to provide maintenance or service for a current endeavor? Choose a contractor who is signatory to the UA, the United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians. UA contractors are the best in the business. They employ only craftspeople with the training and skill to do the job right, and Congress has recognized the UA and its signatory contractors for their Veterans in Piping program to train and employ returning veterans. Learn more at UA.org.
As we speak, both teams at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City are lining up on the baselines. The White Sox just introduced a few moments ago. Now they're in the process of introducing Kansas City Royals staff, and players will be coming up soon. As the Sox and Royals open up the season here, a 3:10 first pitch is coming up. Jeff Samardzija is getting the start today, and he is the second White Sox pitcher to make starts for both the Cubs and White Sox on opening day. The other guy to do it was Jamie Navarro, who pitched for the Cubs on the opener in 1996, and then did it for the White Sox in 97 and 98. Samardzija gets that honor today in the first game of the season. White Sox last year, not a good year, and they're hoping to improve on that dramatically here in 2015. There is baseball already happening this afternoon. The Tigers have begun their season pretty well. They win 4-0 over the Twins earlier today. Orioles up 1-0 on the Tampa Bay Rays. That game is in the third. Also top of the third inning in Philadelphia, it is Boston 2 and the Phillies 0. Rockies, they are putting a hurt on the Brewers now. It is 10-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning in Milwaukee. We'll come back, wrap things up, then we are going to bring you baseball in Kansas City. I'm Chris Ranji. This is the White Sox pregame show.